Last week, the government said GMAC, the finance arm of General Motors, could become a bank to avoid bankruptcy. But it told GMAC to wrap up a complicated financial deal by midnight Friday, and it failed to meet the deadline, so its future is still up in the air. As is the future of much of Detroit. Reporter Jennifer Guerra took a look at how the automaker's woes are affecting the nonprofit world.
$58.7 million, $37.3 million, $20.1 million. That's how much General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, respectively, contributed to nonprofit organizations last year. That's almost $120 million for nonprofits across the country.
A lot of people do say to me, you know, you're giving away money. It's a tough time at the company. How can you do that?
That's Jim Vella. He runs the Ford Fund. It's the philanthropic arm of Ford Motor Company.
We have been involved in philanthropy as a company for 105 years, really since Henry Ford started it. Henry Ford felt that in order to be a successful company, you had to have a sustainable society, and part of the way to do that was to give back to the communities where he did business.
All three of the auto companies expect to cut next year's philanthropic dollars significantly. That's not good news for the Detroit area, which received nearly $40 million from the auto industry last year, and that's not all it got.
Ford volunteers helped us move out a commercial kitchen. They helped us set up a warehouse so that
Faith
we could
Fowler runs CAS Community Social Services in Detroit. It's a combination women's shelter, homeless shelter, a food bank, and more. It takes $6 million to run CAS Community. And while Ford's contributions cover just around 5% of CAS Community's total budget, Fowler says what's really priceless is what comes with it, the street cred.
To be able to say that Ford supports our work is a major thing. I mean, that's a name that's recognizable around the world. And so once you have a friend like Ford, then other people are more likely to join in our efforts.
Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler have all had a big hand in Detroit's arts and culture scene as well. Just ask David DiChiara. He's the director of the Michigan Opera Theater.
They have represented for us in terms of in non-earned income, in terms of contributed income, 25% of our yearly income. It's a major amount of money.
All in all, about $1 million. But DiChiara says the companies have cut their contributions by more than half, which has forced him to cancel an opera next season and lay off some staff. Ian Wilhelm is with the Chronicle of Philanthropy. He says even though it makes good business sense for a corporation like Chrysler or General Motors to give to charities, it's a little harder to make that argument when your company is hemorrhaging cash and jobs and asking for federal loans.
The argument has been long made that a company's main responsibility and only responsibility is to its stockholders. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if they go back to that type of thinking that, hey, we have to take care of ourselves and our stockholders first before we start thinking about taking care of others.
But Jim Vella from the Ford Fund, he says to drastically cut back on contributions to social services, like, say, the United Way, would actually hurt his own employees.
Because as the number of people who are working here in Southeast Michigan, particularly at the auto companies, we've all had to reduce our workforce. The number of people who are able to contribute is diminishing by significant numbers. Some of those same people who were contributors in the past are now asking for help.
So as the need goes up, the auto industry's contributions go down. And in the nonprofit world, that could be a brutal combination. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Guerra in Ann Arbor, Michigan.